Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. We are joining you from the holy masjid of Jamkaran. This is a place where the believers and followers of Imam Mahdi pray that their holy Imam will come back. We will talk about this later on, but the great scholar Khawaja Nasiruddin Tusi has said about Imam Mahdi that wujuduhu lutf, that his existence is the grace of God, watasarrufuhu lutfun akhar, and that his command over the universe is another lutf, waghaybatuhu anna, and his occultation is from us, that we as followers of the Ahlul Bayt, that we are not fulfilling our duties and unifying ourselves and praying for Imam Mahdi and facilitating his reappearance and his reemergence. So inshallah, from Masjid al-Jamkaran right now, we all pray, Allahumma ajjil li waliyyika al-faraj, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. We were talking about how to live a Muslim life. We're talking about the month of Ramadan being one of those great times that Allah has given us to change ourselves. What are one of the pillars of a Muslim life? How should a Muslim live? We talked about Tawheed being the embodiment of that ideal life that a Muslim should have. And the first part of that comes with our beliefs, is that we have to change our mindset. The way that we see God might not be the way that the Quran describes Him or the way that the narrations describe Him. We have to see Allah as being all-powerful. We have to believe in this. We have to believe in the unity of actions, that every action is allowed, every action that comes is from God. We cannot see the universe separate from God, that He has created the universe and has left it alone. That everything that happens, happens with the power and the permissibility and the authority of God in this universe. That is a true muwahhid. So when we look at Tawheed in this way, we see that He has power over all things, that everything is dalil, everything is submissive to His will, and that we are servants to Him, that we, our job is to fulfill our obligations, to fulfill our commands. He is the commanding Lord. He commands, and it is our duty to fulfill those commands that He has. Another concept of Tawheed that when we look at is that He has the power and the authority to tell us what to do. Because He is our Lord. He creates us, He sustains us, and He has the authority to tell us what to do. Nobody else has created us, nobody else has sustained us. And whoever has permission from God, from the prophets, from the imams, they have the ability to command us. So when we look at Tawheed and oneness of legislation, because God has created us, He has commanded us, therefore, He has authority to do to us whatever He wants, and He has authority to tell us what to do. It is our job to follow that. So this is Tawheed and the legislation. And we talk about Tawheed and worship, that after we believe that Tawheed and His Dhat, His essence and His attributes and the oneness of His attributes, we believe that all actions come from Him, that everything is submissive to Him. We believe that He is the Lord and He can command and legislate. We believe that therefore He should be only worshipped, that nobody else is worth worship than Allah. This is Tawheed, or the oneness of Allah, and this is the embodiment of an Islamic lifestyle, that in this month of Ramadan we are learning to be a proper slave of Allah and learning that Allah is our powerful and commanding Lord. One of the other tools that God has given us besides our intellect, besides using from the scripture, is our heart, our spirit. We call this knowledge by presence. And that is the fact that we can see God with our hearts, that the heart also has eyes and ears that can receive and that can sense and feel. And this is another tool that Allah has given us. And this is maybe the most perfect of tools to use to know God. And this is a tool that we have to fine-tune during this month of Ramadan. When you look at different types of knowledges that we have, when you look at, for example, the way that an animal gets knowledge, that is by seeing or hearing or by the five senses, that is a very basic type of knowledge. A higher knowledge than this, according to our scholars, is a knowledge that is from the intellect, a knowledge that is through proving things by using our mind, by using logic. And this is worthier and holier than the first type, which is just through using the senses. The third type of knowledge that we have is knowledge within. That is that the heart, the spirit, observes and sees. And this is the type of knowledge that we try to use to instill tawheed in our lives and throughout our heart. And this is ashraf, or the holiest type of knowledges that we have. When you look at some of the traditions, Imam Ali alayhi salam is quoted in some of our traditions as mentioning that when you asked about a god that can be seen in Bihar al-Anwar, he says, فَقَالَ وَكَيْفَ أَعْبُدُ مَنْ لَمْ أَرَى. So in this tradition from Bihar, Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about this knowledge within. How can I worship he who I can't see? لَمْ تَرَهُ الْعُيُونُ بِمَشَاهِدَةِ الْعَيَانِ. The eyes don't see him through the eyes. وَلَكِنْ رَأَتْهُ الْقُلُوبُ بِحَقَائِقِ الْإِيمَانِ. But the heart sees him with the reality of the iman. So this is the other type of tawheed and the other type of recognition and acknowledgement of God that we have that is within us. And I truly believe that in this month, this is the best chance for us to realize this. Think of the feeling that you have during the nights of Qadr, the nights of power, destiny, that when God removes the barriers and you are in thirst, hunger, you fasted, you have stayed away from sin, then on a special occasion, you truly see God. You truly witness Him. Our scholars say, for example, when you begin the spiritual journey of following God's commands, that the result and end result of this is that God becomes like a sun. Just how the sun is bright and vivid, He will become bright and vivid in you. He will become very clear, actually clearer than the sun. Because you see God without any medium. You see God without anything. When I look at God, I'm using my eyes, but my eyes can have make a mistake. But knowledge by presence is knowledge without any type of medium within. And some of our du'as, we have this. In Du'a Arafah, we have, مَتَا غِبْتَ حَتَّى تَحْتَاجُ إِلَى دَلِيلٍ يَدُلُّ عَلَيْكَ. When were you hidden that you need a proof to point towards you? When were you hidden that Allah is present? Or when we look at the verses of the Holy Quran talks about in such a beautiful way, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ أَنِّي, that Allah Tabayi and Al-Mizan mentions one of the most eloquent and beautiful verses of the Quran about God is this, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ 2:186, when my servants ask you concerning me, فَأَنِّي غَرِيب, فَإِنِّي غَرِيب, that I am truly close. So when my servants, he says, they ask me, this is the peak of eloquence, he says, refers to only humans as servants, slaves. When my servants ask about me, he doesn't say this. Without any medium here, he says, I am close. For surely I am close, I am near. God is near, we are far from Him. So in this month of Ramadan, we want to live life like a true Muslim. We learn from this verse 2:186 in the Quran that God is close, He is with us. Wherever we are, He is with us. But it is up to us to remove those barriers of sin, of materialism, of evil, to be able to connect to God. And for us, His presence will be clearer, inshallah, than the sun it is for us. And we will reach Him, inshallah, in this world, and inshallah, we'll witness Him with our spirits in the hereafter. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil.